I can go on and on because you just got a real cool vibe, man. Yeah, we can talk and chill. We should like get coffee or something.
Yeah, we should, man. Absolutely.
We're in your house, we're in your car, we are wherever you are, playing you the rest of the best in gospel music.
Hi, my name is Apostle Burl Howard, and guess what? You're listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Ernest Pugh, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio. Keep it locked right here.
Soul Prosper Radio.
There you go.
Stay with me.
This is Ronan Harrison.
I'm Kirk Whalen.
Hey, this is Cheryl Pepsi Riley.
I am Tashina Arnold.
And together we are chosen.
Jay Digger. This is Fred Hammond.
This is Sherry Shepherd.
Hey, this is Percy Beatty, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
Cool vibe, man.
Hey
everybody, welcome back to On the Record. I'm Fred Willis, your gracious host, and I have a very special guest today. She is a soup chick who is soup chic. Catch that. And the singing somebody, y'all. Help me welcome to the show, none other than Karima Trotter. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. So glad to be here. How are you doing?
I'm doing real good. I'm doing even better talking to you.
Oh, bless God. Thank God.
Yeah, absolutely. So you are known as the lead singer of the sibling trio Virtue. You're the top voice, I believe, in those harmonies and one of the most recognizable voices in gospel and CCM. Your current single, Redeemer, is sitting atop Billboard charts at number 5. And that is super news. It's climbing. And so we're excited about that. You're also a single mom. You're an entrepreneur and you are an at-home chef. We're going to talk about that, too. But we're going to start by talking about the obvious. That is Redeemer. Tell me about Redeemer and the process of getting that song out.
You know, God, it's just, I mean, I always lead with God because he's just, first and foremost, everything to me. Mm-hmm. But Redeemer came about because I was working as a design consultant a couple of years ago. And I had literally given myself a year there, and then a year turned into 2. And I told God, listen, I feel stagnant. I feel like I'm not sure, you know, but I think I want to do music again. Actually, I know I want to do music again, but I needed a door. I needed something, you know, to push me in the right path. And so I literally, this place where I work was beautiful. I mean, 77,000 square feet. I mean, everybody who was anybody in Nashville would pass through those doors. So I got a lot of opportunities to meet, you know, some very influential people, make some really great connections. But there was still an emptiness on the inside because I know that, you know, I'm a singer. That's what I've always wanted to do my entire life. And, you know, I've come this far and this is it? Can't be it, God. You know, mm-hmm. So I started walking those hallways and I told God, listen, you know, I need you to work right now. Like I need a door out of here. You know, I need a path back to music. So, and that was about July. I started praying that prayer about 2020. And I literally believed that it was going to happen. Like a switch went off in my brain. Like, look, if you want this, you have to believe that it can happen. And so in believing, you know, I reached out to a writing partner of mine. I was in Atlanta. We wrote this amazing song called Up and, you know, in the process. And I'm just like really excited about it. Not sure how I was going to get it out, you know, but all these different outlets that, you know, technology has afforded us, I was like, surely I could do something and just make a, you know, have it visible on my Instagram, on my social media, anywhere it could be seen and heard. Mm-hmm. And so I did that and, you know, kind of nothing happened. And I got a little discouraged. And then I happened upon Lisa and Juan Winans' single called It Belonged to Me.
Yeah.
And so I'm listening to this song and I'm like, oh my God, this is so beautiful, you know, and it's resonating with me and it's, you know, giving me all this hope and trust and belief in God to know that he could just open any door that I needed. And so it gave me a boost. But not only did it give me a boost, God had me pay attention to their packaging. and, you know, and how their pictures look and the quality of the music. And I was like, oh my God, God, this is what I need. Mm-hmm. I need this. So I immediately changed my prayer to like, listen, this may sound crazy to you, God, but I need their record label. I know. I need their record label though, God. I need whoever is doing their stuff to want to work with me. And wow. I prayed that prayer. I prayed it. I promise you, by October, I'd gotten a little discouraged and I started praying again. That's where we messed up. We stopped praying and we stopped believing. But, you know, something wouldn't let me quit. And so by October, I said the same prayer. God, give me what Lisa and Juan has. And I know that sounds may sound crazy to some people, but that's what I saw. And that's what I knew I needed. I needed the support that they had. I needed all of the things that they had. I'm like, God, I don't want to covet. But Jesus, Lord, you know, create that path for me. And he did. In October, it was the Thursday. I prayed that prayer and I get goosebumps every single time I tell this story because I literally couldn't make it up if I tried. I had a DM from the CEO of that label. Wow. And I thought sure that he had reached out because he had finally, you know, he heard a little snippet on my page or he heard that I was doing something else. He, you know, and so when I talked to him, it was just so crazy. I was just in such disbelief. Like, I was like, what just happened? Like, really, God, you really let the CEO of the, you know, of Lisa, this label reach out to me. Lisa and Juan is on this label and it happened. And he said, no, Karima, you know, I didn't hear any music or anything. He said, I literally was just drawn to your page. You know, something told me to reach out to you. I'm like, Jesus, God himself, you know? And so you know, we talked a little bit and he figured out some, he's like, listen, you know, maybe we should do a single. And so I'm thinking we're going to do the single that I did. And, you know, and I finally sent it to him. He loved it. But we decided, you know what? You've been gone for so long. You need something that's going to resonate with everybody, somebody, something that everyone can connect to. And weeks prior to, I've been listening to Nicole C. Mullins' Redeemer.
Yeah.
I mean, like every now, because it's a favorite song of mine. I literally listened to it every time I needed encouragement. And for some reason, I started listening to it again. And there you have it, Redeemer.
Yeah.
And, you know, the CEO was like, listen, Michael Anthony Taylor, look, we gonna reach out to the best, Aaron Lindsay, you know. And so it got done. And, man, I'm just overjoyed, overwhelmed. I'm so grateful that, you know, God works in his perfect timing. You know, it could not have been worked any more perfect in the way and the time that it did. So that is how Redeemer was birthed, you know, and I'm just in awe. Like number five, like, wow, this year, April, it was released. And here we are looking at the top five. Like, oh, it's a blessing.
It is
a blessing beyond what I can articulate. Seriously.
Wow. And with a song like that, it's so well known. It is, I'm going to say it like this. It's in some circles, the only black song some people used to know, Redeemer or whatever Nicole C. Mullins' catalog was. Uh-huh. You know, she was the, you know, singer or the black singer for some people. You know how that goes. But what was the response from her, if you've heard from her or her fans, people who know her? What's the response even from people who are familiar with the song? What's the response like? You know, obviously, you're number five, but, you know.
Right. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I have personally talked to her, but I want to. I just want to like hug her and thank her because, I mean, and I know her. You know, I've seen her around Nashville, but I don't, you know, we don't like hang out or anything. It's just I haven't been able to talk to her about it, but the response has been amazing. It has been completely a mind-blowing experience just to know that, you know, she's so well respected and it's such an amazing classic, you know, that will forever be a classic, and to be able to put my spin on it, you know, and make it mine is all the more gratifying. You know, I'm just so grateful, but it has been so well received, like tears. I mean, I get people that reach out to me constantly or send me DMs or messages. Like, I can't stop crying. Like, this is, it is really anointed, you know? So it's amazing. And God did his handiwork, man. It's just, when things are supposed to happen, they just do.
Yeah, I love that. I'm going to use that when things are supposed to happen. They just do. Wow, so good. That's so rich. And so you mentioned Up as another song that you have recorded. You have some Christmas music that you've recorded in addition to this Christmas music, because I want to hear about that as well. Have you recorded anything else, or do you have plans? Obviously, I'm sure you have plans for more music. Tell me about that.
Well, Marvin Up, we Aaron Lindsay did a second single, and it is incredible. We're getting ready to gear up for that too, and it will probably be released sometime next year.
Okay.
But as far as people have been asking if I have, you know, an entire CD or not CD but album CD coming out, or an EP, I don't have plans for it. Like, just to say, I don't want to lie to you. I think that definitely more music is on the horizon, you know, definitely another single, and we'll see where it goes from there. But this has just been everything to me, and then to be able to record some of my favorite Christmas songs, as you mentioned, just last week. So those are going to be uploaded to an outlet of YouTube, and so everybody will be able to hear and see. It's literally just me, a raw version of my vocals, singing a few of my favorite songs with a pianist and a percussionist. So looking forward to sharing that with you guys. That was a lot of fun.
Very, very nice. And so you've alluded to this earlier in your answers. What drove you back to the studio this time without your sisters? What, you know, that you talked about it in the opening question, but you know, a lot of people will forever knit the three of you together. And so for you to launch, well, you've already had a solo album, but to do it again, you know, what was that driving force like? And knowing that this time you're doing it alone, what was that like?
Let me tell you, there was some resistance. some fear, some doubt, you know, all the things that go along with doing something new, you know, for the first time, and wondering if people were going to be receptive. And it's just... it's so crazy, like how a like your life can just become full circle in the gamut of, you know, doing things one way and having to, not having to, but wanting to, and also having to, you know, switch up what you're doing. And so from when I was, I know I was a little girl. I was about 8 years old when I realized that I could truly sing. I remember the earliest of us, I was about 4 years old singing in choirs and whatnot. But, you know, you don't have a sense of, oh, I can sing, I'm going to do this. That at least I didn't, until my older sister heard me, Dion heard me singing. And she was like, whoa, Mom, Karima can really sing. And I heard her say that. And sometimes it's all you need is somebody to say
that's
it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah, and so it, then it stuck. I was like, oh, I can sing. Okay, I can really sing. Because she was a singer. Dion used to sing all over New Orleans, had a single out on radio, and, you know, won Anita Baker contest. So I'm going to listen to my sister. She can sing, right? And so listening to her, I was like, well, maybe I want to do this for the rest of my life. I just don't know how, but I always believed that I could. And I would just say it, you know, as kids, we have childlike faith. We don't care about the how, the when. We just know it's going to happen. And somewhere along the way, we lose sight of who we are and whose we are, and the confidence that God had given us when we were little to take with us throughout our life's journey. But that's just, you know, a part of life of you know, falling back, not feeling like you can do what you're called to do. And that's where I was. And I was like, oh my God, you know, singing with my sisters, how am I going to do that? You know, let alone these interviews, God, because I was afraid to talk. Yeah. I was afraid. I didn't think I would, you know, make sense. And I had so many insecurities. So, you know, singing by myself, I was like, are these people really going to want to hear me do this? So 11 years ago, I tried it and I was like, it was okay. You know, it worked, but I guess it just wasn't time. And so I needed to build more confidence. So that resistance, you know, I always felt it, but I also felt a bit guilty. You know, I didn't want to leave my sisters because we had had this journey, you know, this incredible journey together. And, you know, what are they going to think? Like, I just want to, you know, those are some of the things that I asked God to, you know, heal me from, because I didn't want to let them down either. Mm-hmm. But God was like, Karima, you asked for this. You asked for this, and you're going to do it. And I'm like, okay, God. So I started believing that it was my calling, and that was the change for me. That was the pivotal moment of me thinking, you know, I can do this. And so here we are. And I'm like, okay, God, let's go. What else you got?
Wow, that is so powerful, because as I said, you know, a lot of people connect you to your sisters, and you know, you even expressing how you factored that in, but you know, you got to do it your own, you know, and listen, the Lord will talk to you if you let him. If you let him get real with you, you will hear some stuff you never thought you would hear come from the creator of the universe.
Listen, amazing, amazing things, you know, and so many times we miss things, but he also put it on the hearts and the minds and the mouths of others to reinforce, like, listen, you're not getting it. You're not getting it through your skull. So let me let somebody else tell you. And man, over and over again, those are the types of things that I've dealt with to know that, you're on the right path. Just stick with it, you know?
Wow. I love that so much. And speaking of your sister, Ebony, is a teacher. Heather is also a chef, and much like you are. And and so I enjoyed watching that, you know, watching you and Heather present online. I say present because I would be watching, you know, whether it was on Facebook or whatever, or YouTube even. And so talk to me about Soup Chick and how you may be balancing that with your newfound status and career. How are you balancing the Soup Chick now?
Actually, it's just now coming back a little bit more to play because the pandemic slowed it down. I was shipping prior to the pandemic, and I slowed down a little bit because the actual business itself, it slowed down because it became overwhelming just for me. I had created 9 different recipes and I was getting all of these orders and I'm just like, oh my God, I don't know how I'm gonna do this, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I had to slow down and pace myself because it really was a lot of work and I enjoyed it. It's just that I didn't want to burn myself out. Yeah. And so I decided to take that job, you know, being a design consultant. And plus it gave me a little more extra cushion as far as financials. Yeah. And so, I told God, you know, I'm open to whatever you have for me. And I think I just told someone else in another interview that, you know, people sit on gifts that they think aren't really gifts. Cooking is definitely a gift, you know, and when you look at what your capabilities are and what you're able to share with people to bless them, that's a gift. It could be as simple as, I don't know, it doesn't have to be cooking. Whatever you have that you possess that you are able to bless others with is a gift. And so when he gave me cooking, I was like, really? I always enjoyed it, but soup? Oh my God, like, really? Come on. I literally heard in the shower, I was crying my eyes out because I was trying to figure out, again, you know, being the music industry, you have to have several streams of different income coming in so you can live and be comfortable at least. And if you ain't comfortable, at least you have a roof over your head. You know what I mean? So I'm like, listen, I need something, God. And I was angry and I was crying and I was in the shower and I audibly heard, fill the jars. And I'm like, I don't know what that means. Fill the jars. I'm still fussing and, you know, like, listen, you promised. And I get out of the shower and, you know, I made the soup because I'd had that craving for a solid week. Finally made that chicken noodle soup. I don't even like chicken noodle soup. And I was like, what the heck? You know, what's going on? So I tasted and man, it was the most incredible tasting soup I'd ever had. And, you know, sometimes you're biased with your food and, you know, things you do because you did it and you're proud of it. And you're like, oh, this is good. But I had to have proof. So I started letting people taste it. And I actually got out of the shower and I said, I'm going to bring some to my daughter who always likes an after school snack because she's hungry. You know, teenager, she wants something to eat. And so she was not quite a teenager then, but almost, you know, preteen, just hungry all the time. And so I look in my pantry and I have 3 mason jars in my pantry with tops. And so I'm like, okay, this is crazy. Mm-hmm. I can use this. I put the soup in the jar. Literally, my hand shook. I kid you not. It shook. And I was like, I took a deep breath. I was like, what? I gasped. Like, no way, God. You want me to make and sell soup? Are you kidding me? Who's going to buy soup for me? You know? And so like before I left the house, I said, well, if this is what you want, I'm going to need a name right now. Mm-hmm. I promise you, he gave me that Soup Chick. That Soup Chick was available on every social media. It was available for my website. Website was gifted to me. Over $4,000 were gifted to me.
Wow.
A full website. A printer, brand new in the box. Everything was given to me. Mm. So it was definitely meant to be. And I just praise God that, you know, I was obedient. I was like, I was afraid to sell. I'm not gonna lie to you. I was like, oh my God, this is so crazy. Like, who's gonna buy soup for me? I literally said those words.
Yeah.
That was in November. So by December, I'd sold and shipped 30 boxes. I actually shipped 30 boxes of soup by December all over the country. And so I was like, okay, God. And so in this time of like, you know, trying to figure out what was next, you know, I just kept hearing, girl, it's going to be global. It's going to be everywhere, you know, and that's God letting me know that this is just the beginning. And so my plans are to working on a plan right now. You know, it's some say it's taboo to speak on it before, but I believe that when you speak what you seek, you see what you say. And so I see my soup in the stores. I see it on shelves. I see it everywhere. And that's my story. And I'm going to stick with that. that's where it's going to be. So I'm working on that right now, along with a couple other ideas that are not related to food, but yeah, super, super excited about gifts and using them.
Yeah.
Hey everybody, it's Fred. And I hope you're enjoying my interview with Karima Trotter. We're talking about Redeemer and so much more. I hope you're inspired by what she has to say as she's sharing her journey through the music industry, back into retail, and actually through entrepreneurship as well, and back to the music industry. You know, life has its ups and downs, its twists and turns, but you know, it's those of us who stick with it, those of us who stick with God, who remind God of his promises, those of us who are willing to engage the Lord concerning his plans for us and even our heart's desires. I hope you're encouraged, inspired by my time with Karima. We have so much more coming up after this music break and a few special messages. Stay right here. You're listening to Soul Prosper Radio on the record. Living in a sick
world, but I'm free. Hey friends, I'm national recording artist Dietrich Hatton. I'm a 3-time Grammy nominee. I'm a multiple Stellar Award winner and a Dove Award winner. But none of those awards mean anything to COVID-19. So I'm partnering with Mickey Stevenson. That's Motown's first A&R man. And we want to make sure that you're wearing your mask, you're keeping your hands clean, and you're keeping your distance. And get tested. I believe there's life after this pandemic. Our goal is to make it through it. Let's go. We can do this together.
substance. Mm-hmm. Loving every word that you speak to me.
Tell you something that happened to me. I've been changed, I've been washed, I've been set free. Let me tell you something, yeah, I know it's true. There ain't nothing that my Jesus cannot do. I'm standing on the rock that will never be moved. Every situation is pulling me through. Like Jesus, come on, everybody, say, ain't nobody like Jesus. Well, he pulled me up, he called me out, gave me life again. Ain't nobody like Jesus, ain't nobody like. Can I say it one more time? Let me tell you something that happened to me. I've been changed, I've been washed, I've been set free. Let me tell you something, yeah, I know it's true. There ain't nothing that my Jesus cannot do. Yeah, yeah. I'm standing on the rock that will never be moved. Every situation is pulling me through. Yeah.
Jesus.
snowflakes falling softly, gently to the ground. Children are laughing, family, cousins, friends gathered all around. Got the turkey roasting in the oven, tearing down low. Sidewalk's kind of icy now. The rooftops are all covered with snow. Christmas is more than the gifts we get. It's more than cinnamon, more than nutmeg, a slice of lemon, and a sprig of mint. It's all about the love and the gift God sent. It's an ageless story, a tattered Bible, and a New Testament. From our house to your house, Merry Christmas.
Woo! Wise men coming from the east side, prophecy and more when the star rise. Herod was a hater in disguise, trying to stop the birth of a true Christ. Can nobody ever stop the purpose? That's why every demon start to act up. Same reaction when you step into the room of your haters.
Star of wonder, star of night, star of royal beauty, bright. Whoa, following my whole life, each and every day be my lifeline. From darkness to the sunshine, singing all time, all time.
Sometimes I don't know the destination. Trusting with my heart to show me visions. Never reconnect if they try to stop the vision. Whoa, bringing out my best gift. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Bow down and worship. King of kings, born in a manger. Humbly we bow to the feet of our Savior.
Star of wonder, star of night, star of royal beauty, bright. Whoa, following my whole life. Each and every day be my lifeline. From darkness to the sunshine, singing all time, all time.
Let me hear you sing.
Follow that star.
All right, that was our music break. I am talking with Karima today. You heard from Virtue, that's In the Garden from their Fearless album. You heard from Ron Rawls, Ain't Nobody Like Jesus. You heard from Bishop T.D. Jakes from the Follow the Star album. And we closed out that segment with Follow That Star from Renwick Dewsbury. Yeah, say that 10 times. Renwick Dewsbury, Pastor Renwick Dewsbury, to be exact. So let's get back into my interview with Karima. We've got just a little more way, just a little more to go. So hang right here with me on Soul Prosper Radio on the record. Let's get back into it.
So, y'all, I'm having such a good time talking with Karima Trotter about Redeemer. That's who chick. And listen, life, this life of faith that we walk, it's a real thing, y'all. And as you're hearing from her, the Lord will speak to you when you inquire with him about these things. And so what we're seeing is the output of prayers. We're seeing the output of daily conversations of really just fellowship, mm-hmm. unfettered fellowship. Redeemer sits at number five and is climbing, y'all. There's a lot of music coming out, a lot of Christmas music that's pushing music all over the charts, but it's at five and climbing. Y'all hold on to that. It's five and climbing. I'm getting ready to let you go. There was a storm in Nashville last week, swept through south. Terrible storm. Lives were lost. Nashville was impacted again. So talk to me about that. Are you doing okay? Everything?
Let me tell you, this is like there are things I'm afraid of, but then there are things I'm really afraid of. And it is tornado season. And it's not even tornado season.
It's not.
And for it to happen in December is like really crazy. I got the alert on my phone about 3:30 and it scared the I don't know what out of me. I jumped up and, you know, it's like an Amber alert and it's just really alarming. And so if you're asleep, you can only imagine the horror and waking up to that. Yeah. And so looking at the phone, I did have my daughter here because she was here with me those few days. And I literally I had to sit on the edge of my bed for just a second to gather my thought, like, what is going on? So I read it and it's like, this is in your area. You need to take cover right now. I'm like, oh my God. And so I wake Carly up. We run downstairs and I'm just like, oh my God, like we really have nowhere to go in this little townhome. You know, we came downstairs and then we got in the bathroom on this lower level and we shut the door. We like the siren itself is so eerie to hear. It just sounds so like scary, like you're a waiting target. You don't know where it's going to hit. And so we're walking and running into the bathroom with pillows and blankets, you know, to shelter ourselves from whatever debris may fall. When I tell you we could feel it, we heard it, we felt the wind in my house under the bathroom door. It was so strong. That's how it was right outside and it passed our house. Thank you, Jesus. Like I was shaking and I'd never heard Carly pray out loud like that. She was literally calling on God's name. Jesus, please save us. Please don't let this thing kill us. Please, Lord, protect us. You know, and that and I literally called my mom. My mom was on the phone. I always call her when I really need a prayer through. And she was on the phone and she prayed. And she said, listen, you guys are covered. You're fine. Yeah. And we could literally feel it like a freight train. Like you could hear it like throwing stuff around outside. Mm-hmm. It was outside my door, but it passed us by. And I'm so grateful. And I'm also, you know, I pray for the families that have lost. There have been so many, you know, that have perished. This thing across a span of five states, I think.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. And yes, Nashville is always, we get tornadoes. I was just telling a friend the other day, I remember being here and we had 14 in one day, 14 tornadoes in one day. And we literally had to stay in a shelter all day. It was the scariest thing ever. And so I don't wish that on anyone. I just pray that God covers and continue to, you know, comfort the ones who have lost their family members and has to recover, you know. And I just thank God. The only thing I lost was my lights and some food in my refrigerator. I had to stay in a hotel just one night. It took about, I don't know, almost 20 hours for my power to come back on. But that is a blessing, you know, when you look at the grand scheme of things of, you know, and not losing my life. So I'm very, very grateful.
Wow. And we are grateful as well, you know, that as you said, there was a lot of loss across five states. An Amazon warehouse collapsed in Illinois.
Yes.
That took some lives as well. So there was a lot of calamity, but we're thankful that you are safe. You are one of the ones who are safe, one of the many who are safe. But so Redeemer, the Redeemer lives. That's proof right there.
For
the
proof that our Redeemer lives.
So, yes, number five, you had number five and climbing one last time. Karima, this has been so much fun. As you can see, I'm wearing the 2016 Virtue Fearless shirt.
I love it. I thought that looked familiar. Like, I was like, fearless. I love it.
Yeah, so I went and dug it. I hate to say dug it out, but I had it in a special place. And so I said, I'm going to represent with this. And from that album, there were a number of songs I love from that album. But there's one in particular that got my attention, and it's In the Garden. I love hymns. But it's just the way y'all say no. I can't sing it like y'all.
Mark Kibble arranged that for us.
Wow.
Yes, he is phenomenal. Love his work. Thank you so much. Yeah, now I got to pull it out and listen to it.
Yes. So I love it. I love, the work you've done over the years with your sister, your solo work. Listen, Redeemer, I listened to it again today, and it's such a special song. I see why it's climbing. So if you have not heard it, if you have not added it to your stream list, you are way behind. You need to help push this thing up all the way to number one, numero uno, so we can let the world know that our Redeemer lives yet again. It was powerful. The first time is powerful this time. So Redeemer. Thank you so much for your time today.
Absolutely. Thank you.
So happy.
Okay. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to my interview with Karima. We had such a good time. I learned so much more about her. I was inspired by her journey, and I learned so much in this short time of us talking, and I hope you did as well. Redeemer is out now. It's currently sitting at number 5 on the Billboard Gospel charts, and it is climbing, y'all. So make sure, if you have not heard it already, go ahead and listen to it, download it, stream it, add it to your library. Make sure you support her and support what she's got going. She's one of the good ones. And so we're so glad to have had time to talk with her today about her new song, her new music. She's got Christmas music out also. So go to YouTube and search her in, subscribe to her channel. You'll see she's got 2 Christmas songs that she's going to be sharing with all of us, an acoustic set, and I think you'll enjoy it. As always, we love to bring you not only new music, but the stories behind the music. And Karima did nothing short of that today. She gave us all the details about that. There was so much more we could talk about. We could talk about the Christmas season, her traditions that she has with her family, her daughter, all of that stuff. But listen, today we got an earful of Karima and the inspirational journey that she's on right now, and the part of the journey that she anticipates coming even after this, right? So enough of me talking about it. You can tell I'm so excited, so really thrilled. I really am thrilled about this time, because you know, sometimes you see people and their journey, they go one direction, come back another way. You want to know, you know, what's kind of going on between all of that. But we got the full story today. For those of you who keep up with Virtue, those of you who keep up with Karima, those of you who are Nicole C. Mullins fans, and you've always wanted to know, or when you heard of Redeemer, you heard Karima recorded Redeemer, you wanted to hear about it. Well, guess what I'm going to do now? It's time for me to play this song that currently sits at number 5 on the Billboard Gospel charts. This is Redeemer by Karima. Check it out. Thank you so much for listening to Soul Prosper Radio on the Record. I'm Fred Willis, and until next time, God bless.
Hi, I'm Karima, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
The same gentle hate that is profound, man. It's for real.
It's SP Radio.